Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, yesterday, I made a chiddush, the melacha of Boire, a chiddush to some people, Baruch Hashem, I think some people told already this morning, and they have such a melacha in their life, they never realize how megeir such a melacha is to every single bocha, to every single yid in Klal Yisrael, the melacha of Boire. So I want to get clear once again, the gedolim of the melacha klal. Once we have the guidelines of the melacha mineila, we'll come out, we'll give all the examples, we'll give all the shittas apoiskin, we'll give all the different pratim in this melacha. But the echo, we have to get claw. What is this melacha all about? Okay. So yesterday we already discussed that the echo, you need two conditions in order to be a shayla of boire. Condition number one. And we have to explain each one, not today, we'll get to it in the Vayta Shiura Beis Hashem, what every single one means. Again, Rabbi said these are Shailas of Doraisas. These are not the Rabbonons, these are Doraisas. Right? This is much more Vechir than listening to Megillah, much more Vechir than lighting Hanukkah, that's much more Vechir than a lot of things that we do. This is Vechir in our Torah. And I did a Koch, my boy said, you have to know this, why? I was by somebody's house, and I couldn't eat the food over there. Because I possibly realized that this person was Oven Yisroel. The Shulchan Aruch in the beginning of Shin Yud Ches brings down that any time a melacha was performed on Shabbos Kodesh, it is also gone to have any hana from this melacha whatsoever. That means if somebody, for example, did boyer on Shabbos, somebody came along and they laid the table before this man, or they picked up a little bit of fruit, or they peeled some fruit, or they whatever it may be, or they picked the wrong tie. It could be Issa Gom to eat the food, it could be Issa to wear the tie, all sorts of things. So this melacha is Nogea not only to know what's right and what's wrong, how to be Machal on Shabbos, how not to be Machal on Shabbos, but also we have to know this melacha klah to know when are we allowed to eat things that were done to Issa. So many times, Rabbi Yisrael, you're coming to a Shaila of Boire, and you have to know that if Boire was done, it's also Gom to be, have any whatsoever benefit from what happened. Okay, so let's go again. We said, the two conditions, in order for there to be a shayla of boire, is as follows. Condition number one, there has to be two minim. Two minim means two different types of items. When you have all the same item, there is no boire. Like we said, all forks, right? All knives, all candies, all apples, all of these things, all the same socks, all the same shirts. This is all about no boire. There's no boire b'chlal by min echot, right? As those were boire the Ramah in Shin Yotes, as those passed in the Trumas Hadesh in the Maisa. Condition number two has to be that there's a mixture. In order for boire to happen, there has to be that there is in front of me a mixture, a taruvus, of a combination of two different things, and I'm merely taking one thing out, I separated it from the mixture. Right? By separating it from the mixture, that's boire. My son knows every Shabbos, he doesn't like the beans in the cholent, he knows klah, it's asa gomel. So he has to take a bean out of a cholent, he doesn't want it. It's pasha asa. Okay. So again, Rabbi said, klah. You need two things for there to be a boire shayla. You need a mixture, and you need two minyan. We're not going to explain exactly what each one is, we'll go into it in all the bites.
How about two different types of beans? It's the same.
Two different types of beans, two different tastes. That means it's two different things. You have two beans mixed together, that's automatically a boire.
Let's say a roasted steak and a grilled steak.
Oh, very good. We're going to get to all the shayles. We're going to get to all the shayles.
Same exact steak.
Very good. We're going to get to those things.
That's a different taste.
Yeah, very good. So anything generally that has a different taste, it's called a different min. Right? Anything that's a different min is automatically a shayla of boire. Okay? So I've always said, klop. A taruvus. What does it mean, a taruvus? I'm not going to go now to explain, we need at least four shiurim, just to explain what it means, a taruvus. I have already hit two benches. So I take one bench out, is that boire about or not? Why? Because they're two separate things. So I'll tell you very, very bekitza. Yeah. So I'll tell you very, very bekitza, what does it mean, a mixture? Right, my boy says this is so negeh. Yeah, bochum, for example.
Have I apple back to shiva?
Yeah, for example, bochum, they have in their room beer and all sorts of sodas and all sorts of things. They want to take a couple of things from into the fridge, right? So over here, I have a mixture. Why? When I have a group of things, that I look at them as one thing. I look at this bunch of drinks as a bunch of drinks, right? bunch of drinks. Masha ain't king. If I go to one drink over here, and one drink over here, and one at the end, so they're so far apart that I don't look at it like it's a mixture. Therefore, if I would take one Coke from here, and there happens to be another one over there, there's no problem with burger. Why? Because I know there was no mixture. Only when there's a mixture is there going to be burger. Right? So for example, when a person's cleaning up after a meal, and he takes off the drinks, and he takes off the silverware, and all sorts of things. So you have to know, is the table a mixture? Is there one big brew of mixtures of different things? Or is it all separate? Right? For example, in the cutlery drawer, in the silverware drawer, you have forks, knives, spoons, right? You want to lay the table for the Shabbos Suda. To go along and take one fork out and lay the spoons away, because the fork's on one section, the knife's on one section, and the spoon's on another section. So it's about the water, right? Because why? Because there's no mixture. Masha Inkin. If I were taking my hand, and this is so, the Gay Rabbi said people do this every Shabbos, they take in their hand a whole bunch of cutlery, of silverware, of forks, knives, spoons in their hand, and they start doing this. Here's the fork over here. Here's the knife over here.
They have no preference.
We'll get to it. We'll see. Of a Pasha Pshat, a mixture of forks, knives, and spoons, and taking out a fork, right? That means I'm taking out something from a mixture and putting it on the table.
So it's the good from the bad.
Very good, very good. So we'll see. Okay. I'm just first off, so I'm only explaining what it is.
Oh,
very good, very good. Same good. We'll get to it. Second number, I said, Claw, you need to have two different meanings. Number two, you need to have a mixture. Okay. We said yesterday, before the Gemara and Shabbos, and Dalit and other places, and we're showing him Shulchan Aruch and your text, and Mishabur brings the Hagdama, and he says like this. What is the way to do Boyer? A person wants to do Boyer better. He wants to do the right thing, right? He takes number one, Biyat. Biyat means with your hand, right? We said yesterday from Chaim, that was, I think he said this, no, beautiful story, that the fork is considered an extension of my hand. So in some situations, it will be wanted to use a fork. But let's say, for example, I'll start with the hand. I take something with my hand. Number two, it has to be Miyad. Miyad means for immediate usage. Anytime it's not for immediate usage, Chayiv Skila. Number three, Rabbi said, it has to be Ochel Betoch Pesoles. What's Ochel Betoch Pesoles? The good from the bad. Now, we said last time, bad does not mean what's Be'etem bad. It doesn't mean I have in my bowl over here chicken and bones, and I'm taking the bones away. That's another awesome. About the psalms. But bad means something took place for saying dollars, something I don't like. What's something I don't like? I don't like beans in my cholent. Come on, I have a shine of boy over here, right? Because I'm taking the beans away from the cholent. And the beans I don't like. So the beans become
it
absurdist.
What if you do like it? But just 5 minutes from now.
Oh, we're gonna get to that. Ooh, a lot of shadows this should
be.
Yeah, exactly, that's the same with the soup we discussed yesterday. But I must have said the soup comes up with an option with the Knesset, they live in the end.
And then he's going to eat it 2 minutes later.
Could be, it's a machlok because that person, but could be chayskiya.
If you want
you want to eat it right away.
You can eat it right away.
You can
eat it right away.
You can
eat it right away.
You can eat it right away.
That's a cheshbon. We'll get all of this. I'm serving it right. By the time it gets to him, it takes time. I'm serving the stuff that he wants and then I bring it to him.
Right.
Right? So he's going to eat it right away, but it takes time from where I'm serving soup. If I grab a bean right out and eat it, that's sudden. But if I'm serving the soup and picking out the stuff that he likes,
that would be okay. That's to be honest. A woman serving soup is taking out a knedel in order to serve him.
But she's not eating it right away. Like, it's not like an example, I take out a bean from the chant and eat it.
Oh,
like,
so you're asking what's miyat. Very good.
Time span.
I am tangaloli. You're asking a kasha. What does it mean, miyat?
It's also
how long is that? We'll see. But.
What if it's
Darachilo?
You have a bunch of different things on your plate, and you eat some first, and you...
Very good, very good. We're getting the chazanish. Okay, Rabbi Sai. Rabbi Sai, I want to say this very, very clear. Chaim. Hetzi Chayim. Azoy. I want to make this very, very clear. We just said there are three conditions that a person needs not to be oivam boyer. Miyad, biyad, good from bad. You need every single all of them. You need all three of them. Danny, you need all three conditions. You miss one condition, we kill you. That's how it works. That's the klal godol in Mishnah.
Boaz
head off. That's it. Now again, what does this mean? I'll say very important. Again, this is an example that most people mess up on. They mess up on the miyat. You know why? They have the miyat, they have the oil on the toilet, and they miss the miyat. For example, we said yesterday, a boy wants to take a tie from a bunch of ties. So this is a matter that a bunch of ties is a mixture of two things. Mixture of two things equals boira. The Nela, he takes the tie out of the mixture. And you shine the boira. He did it biyad. He did it good from back and took the tie once. But what is he doing it for? Tomorrow morning. It's this chiyuv skila. Why? Because he's not doing it miyad. Anytime it's not for miyad usage, it's automatically chiyuv skila. There's no cheshbon over here. Here there's no cheshbon. I'll give you another example.
You said the cheshbon is
Shuwim. We'll see different
cheshbon. What if it's miyad and miyad, but let's say he took out the wrong tie. Like he puts his hand in the tie, pulls it out, he doesn't like it.
Oh, mistakes. I'm not sure cheddar. It's a mistake. You can't be hiding for a mistake. It's possible.
I can guarantee you he's going to pull out the right one.
That's a mistake. A mistake, I can't help you. No, that's not called boyer, because I'm not selecting the bad or the good from the bad. I just happen to take one. That's not called a meister boyer. Now, Rabbeinu, this is so negeir. You have, for example, a woman. She wants to prepare some candies or some toys for the kids in the morning. They wake up at 6 in the morning. My kids, every Shabbos morning, 6 in the morning, they're up. Now, I want to go prepare toys for them. So I'm going to take out of the thing of toys, a toy, put it on the floor over there, and say, look, come on, you have a toy. It's Issa Min HaTorah. Right? A person prepares his socks. He has a whole thing over there, a whole carpet of socks. All different colors, all different names, all different zaken. He said, these are my Shabbos ones. Right, the Shabbos ones. He takes them out, he puts them by his shoes for the morning. It's a bayah! Understand? He took the good from the bad. He took it bayah! He missed the miyat. And I'm giving this example again and again, because this is the example that most people mess up on. When it comes to the miyat, most mess up, the rabbi said, it's a chiyuv min haTorah, chiyuv skila. It's asur gomer to have hanah from the tie, from the sock, from the food, asur gomer. Now, rabbi said, what does miyat mean? Right? We're going to go one by one through all the tanoim. What's miyat? What's bad? What's considered good from bad? What's considered to rulers? We go through one by one. Obviously, you must join us for the future shiurim, because if a guy misses the ship, you might miss all their teirim. Until now, everything's awesome, right? I think that's why we're scared of Mr. Oinim from yesterday. There were bigger Oinim yesterday. I think guys are scared. But we're going to give all their teirim. But it takes time. Okay. What does miyad mean? Right? I'm not going to go through the shittas and the rishonim and the achronim, where the rayas come from. We'll go straight to halacha the maisa. The person can say like this. You can't tell me that there is a zman in time that this is asa and this is muta. You can't tell me, alright, 45 minutes, stop, bang, and there we go. So, bang, 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 bang. She quickly drinking the soda, quickly laying the table, and she's peeling all the oranges. No. There cannot be a zman. Elamite, look at the poskim. One, clear your sight. As long as it takes to prepare the soda, that's miyat. For example, a woman wants to prepare the meal.
That's what I call this.
Okay. You always need good for bad, and you always need biyat. All about miyat right now. Again, as long as it takes to prepare the meal, that is considered miyat. Let me give you an example.
The whole process.
What's the third thing?
Right, we're only doing miyat right now. Now we're doing miyat. What does it mean, miyat, right? So miyat means like this. A woman, for example, needs to prepare the suda. Takes a half an hour to prepare the meal, right? So what does she have to do? She has to peel the eggs. Now, peeling, by the way, is a big shayla of boira. How do you have to peel the egg? How do you have to peel the nut? Right, very good. Boira! One by one. When are the spoons going to be used? Right at the end of the meal. 3.5 hours later. That's mutter. Why? Because it's one big suda. So for the beginning of the meal, I have to pay my food salad. For the end of the meal, it's about as mutter. Why? One big suda. Who had it? We'll get to everything. I give an example. What be at? I have in my room a whole bunch of beers. All different types of beers, yeah? I want the Heineken beer in the fridge for tomorrow's Suda. Friday night, before I go to bed, right? What I do, I take out the Heineken beer, good from bad, be at, and put it in the fridge. When's it being used?
Tomorrow.
That's not the end.
Well,
let's say
it has to be refreshed.
That's not the end.
It takes time.
That's the end.
All
night?
Let's say.
Meaning
if you're eating fish and take the bones out of the fish.
That's great. That's the bad from the good. You've got no heads of miyad there.
Yes,
I want someone to walk out of it and say, hey, do miyad, it's beseder, chas v'shomer. You need all three tonight. You need biyad, you need miyad, and good from the bad. You miss one, we kill you. Posher, writer, come again, writer.
Thank you, I'm a stony in the Shabbos.
Not this Shabbos, everyone's going to be kind. Baruch Hashem, you guys are going to be kind of a Shabbos, Baruch Hashem.
You already started.
No, okay, on the back of the drinks, that's it. Because sometimes, like in the shul, they say, yeah, put all the drinks in for tomorrow, but so it's actually you. Now to put in all the drinks.
If, for example, when I put in the drinks, because it takes 5-6 hours to cool down, you know what I mean? That's mutter. Why? Because that's cooled me up. I'll give you another example. You have in the freezer a challah, right? Now you open a freezer, especially over here, Shem Yerachim, what goes on in that freezer. It's mamish, it's like a whole big mess. They know what to call it. It's obviously a huge thing under there, right? It's not shut there tonight. Well, this thing is here. It's a yeshiva fridge, right? Yeshiva fridge, everything looks like a big mess. That's the case. I have in the freezer my challah. I want to take out my challah from my freezer to defrost, right? So, or my chopped liver, whatever it may be. Now, what's happened? I have over here a mixture, and I have over here two minimum. So I have already a shiloh boiler.
No,
now
you're not cutting anything else. You only own the challah.
It's the amount of time
before you open the fridge.
So
what's that? Because you take out like the cocoa and everything because you're
frozen. That's okay. You're not frozen. You're setting up
the table. Right now, you want to.
But you're heating it up after that, right?
Okay.
You're frosting it. You know, that's a necessary thing.
You're going to pull out
the matter that you need.
So in order to drink the drinks, you need to put it in the freezer.
Right. So it takes 5 hours to do. So I put it in. For 5 hours. But putting it in the night before. When it says miyat, what does it mean miyat? Does it mean the function of this thing has to be used miyat? Or the shimush of this thing? So comes along Rabbi Steinberg and he says, I have a shayde. What's that? Okay? And you have a chala. Right? The shimush means the usage of this thing. I'll give you an example right now. Comes along Rabbi Steinberg and he says like this. How about I have a case like this? A woman, for example, wants to prepare the kids' clothing. Novice. There happens to be somebody staying in the guest room. So you know what she's going to do? She's going to wake up this guy. He's a bot and he's going to be up who knows what time. So she's going to go the night before. She's going to select a t-shirt from the kids' drawer or some shoes from the shoe drawer. And she'll take it out, right? Good from bad, be out. But it's for tomorrow morning. Hey, coming from this email. So Rega, what do you mean? I can't do it tomorrow. Huh, I'm going to knock on this butler's door, Shemi Rat, I'm doing 15 bagels. I'm not going to knock on his door, remain, what's going to happen? She comes to Rabbi Steinberg and says, Rudy, it's for my personal usage I'm doing now. Who I didn't bring Rabbi Steinberg, another kasha. What's another kasha? I have a chala. The chala takes 5 hours to brush, right? Every normal bach, he tells me, they're there. He tells me, every normal bach, I wait to abandon for a morning shakas. They're there, I know, that's what he said. Remain, if that's the case, if I'll take it at 9 o'clock shakas, it would never, ever depress. Bemela, how to get the night before. So Rabbi Steinberg,
I have two cases. The one with the clothing is for sure Osir.
And this one.
What?
This one. I'm taking that for Michael V.
This one's Luther because he's defrosting.
The father
wants to take the son to the shul, but he doesn't know where he's calling it, so the mother prepares it for the night before.
Is that, let me ask you a question. No. If I would tell you, is that called miyad, what would you say?
Yes.
That's called miyad! So this is what I'm telling you!
Because no. The father's going to have it in there,
miyad means usage of the item! Yeah? Is it being used now? No. That's not miyad.
You put it on the stand.
Okay, so this is not halakha. I'm not even giving you halakha, but I'm giving you kla halakha according to every single person. That the side of miyad has to be that the item that I'm doing is miyad. For example,
if you play games with yourself, could you like hold a bunch of forks, knives, spoons, and like I'm gonna close my
eyes? We'll get to that. It's the same idea. Let me give you another example. It's the same idea. Rabbi Steinberg. How about a person wants to make a salad, right? Now, when you make a salad, you have to peel the cucumbers and all these things, right? Now, when I make a salad, I want to make sure that the salad dressing sits geschmack with salad, right? That's the whole point.
Part of the process.
Part of the process.
You don't put it all right away.
Right. So later, it takes 3 hours.
Beautiful.
Get out there. So it takes 3 hours for the salad to get geschmack. So the remainder of 3 hours is considered miyad. Now, you should know in B'nai B'rak, by the way, you were never makabel this psak. In B'nai B'rak, Rav Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, the Chazanish, Mishim Karelitz, Rav Vazna Shlita, they all say, no. It's a half an hour, that's it. You don't have longer than a chatzi shah. Now, Rav Chaim, this is going to make big problems.
What?
Miyad has to be within half an hour, otherwise we'll kill you.
They probably make sure the husband's home from the shul already by the time.
I'm not going to
have to start to set up.
You can't set up before. A woman, for example, wants to set up the table, yeah?
She doesn't know her husband's coming home.
There you go, mate. She doesn't have to wait. But what if she goes to greet? greet her husband. Right. She sets the table. She takes the cutlery.
Oh, she's fucking happy. Like, I have to give me
that. That's a go.
Let me out.
I have to get out. Okay.
Hey, it's a job thing. It's not us.
No, no, mix it over. Mix it
over.
Right. So, no. That's what I'm saying. You need to know him of mixture and true meaning. In order to say,
you have nice things.
That's
what
I'm saying.
So, you can lay the table.
100%. 100% work.
Can I keep these dresses out from cake?
Cake, yeah. Now, I say, is this clear? There has to be a mixture for boiler, like we're saying right now. If I have over here, on my side. I have over here the forks and the knives. Am I not to set the table the night before?
Yeah.
Aye, by the
way.
It's not boiler.
It's no mixture. Oh, I said on my side. Do you remember? It's no mixture. No mixture.
Who are they? There's another shadow about laying the table the night. Is there a shadow? I don't know.
No idea. I don't know who shadow that's. I think it's mutter to lay the table the night before. Oh, as long as they're not doing boiler. Okay? Let me get back to our boiler. So again. What does miyad mean? Miyad, according to most poskim, means the amount of time it takes to prepare. A woman, for example, is taking a kid to the park. She peels a couple of apples, she goes to the park, she gives it to the children. Rabbi Zai, is that miyad or not miyad?
Yes.
That's miyad, I'm asking. How about if the kids are not going to eat the apple for another hour? Is that miyad?
Something
else. Right. No, that's not miyad.
That's
not miyad. That's miyad. It takes an hour to get to the park. No, it takes an hour to get to the park. I'm asking if she can go to the park, sit an hour, and then give it to miyad. What? Miyad means the amount of time it takes to prepare. So I'll give you an example. A father takes a couple of candies. He has a whole bag of candies. The red ones, the green ones, and the brown ones, right? I like the red ones. He takes a good one, puts it in his pocket. What's it for? It's a chayt bar after davening. He's going to go to the lunch. But it's is there some minatru in this? How does I forget to tell you right now? We'll speak up right to you. But right now we're getting to a close out. When you take the good from the bad, be out, and it's not for me, I'm on my side, it's a bad idea.